Welcome to Letting Love Live, intimate conversations with Shirley Cruz Taylor. As with each of my podcasts, I'm attempting to tell a story and a message of encouragement. Today is the fourth anniversary of us losing my mother. So today, I want to talk about the strength of women in my family. It might sound like today's topic is about loss and death, but it's really finding inspiration and strength to keep moving forward and recognizing what I'm made of. In life and in death, my mother and aunt both helped me through the experiences of the sickness and eventual death by seeing the things in me that I couldn't see in myself. Also showing strength and endurance with grace until the end, that melting pride. It's a testimony, I guess. I recently had a chance to see and experience a deeper love and go through the strongest emotions of pain, love, and gratitude that I have not recognized until now. I thought I knew the supernatural love of God, the love of a man, and the love of my children. It took me losing my father, my mother, and my aunt to experience so many powerful lessons to help me grow as a woman and spiritually. This story comes on the heels of me having to deal with the loss through sickness and death from what seemed to be despair, but ended up actually being an awakening for me that has caused me to seek greater knowledge from grief to belief. I would like to share with you a poem about the women on my mother's side of the family. The melting women, that melting pride, I have it inside. So this is a dedication to my mother, Mildred Perry Cruz, and my aunt, Daisy Melton Dobines. Thank you so much. It's called That Melting Pride, I Have It Inside. Things would happen to me and I would feel so weak. I found that life was constantly knocking me off my feet. My dad would always tell me to put on my coat of honor and put my feelings in my shoes so no one could walk on them but me. I didn't fully understand his advice, and it took me years to see. I found myself dealing with sickness and suffering like no one else could. I had the ability to go into situations and handle crisis circumstances like no one else would. That melting pride, I have it inside. My mother was a woman that I knew was very strong. She could handle her family and really hold her own. Even in sickness, she never gave in. She stayed feisty and strong to the end. When it became difficult for her to walk, she refused a wheelchair. She said, "I can make it with her cane." Her independence and strength forced her to push through her pain. You would not hear her complain. Even when her body was feeling the strain, that melting pride, I have it inside. She began to speak up for herself, and with the doctor she did not play. She carried herself with such grace until the last day. I must admit it was hard for me to go through, and I was not equipped to deal. I still have so many emotions, so overwhelming, that I have to believe it was only God's will. There is such a sense of hopelessness and something out of my control. This entire situation frustrated me to no end and hurt me to my soul. When I was drowning and felt I couldn't take any more, I received a call. It was my great aunt Daisy calling to check on my mom and give her sympathy for the recent loss of my dad. Mom was not able to talk that day and feeling real bad. Aunt Daisy encouraged my spirit and eventually shared with me that she was not well. From her enthusiasm and strength, how sick she was, I could not tell. She began to call me regularly and she would even pray. I enjoyed our conversations and she helped me get through the day. That melting pride, I have it inside. I was the flower girl in Aunt Daisy's wedding. She always saw something special in me. She poured such love, and there in spirit as much as she could be. Once Mom passed, we continued to keep in touch, and she asked me to come for a visit. It was hard to schedule a time away, but I was determined not to miss it. When I arrived at her home, she was so excited to see me and was happy for me to stay. She was so physically weak, but didn't let it stop her from going to church and teaching Sunday school the next morning. Who knew by the end of the visit the life lessons I would be learning? She used all of the strength to teach this course about love when she could barely walk. She stood there and spoke with such power that I loved to hear her talk. Before this visit, I must admit to feeling sorry for myself, and just off the heels of both parents' death within 60 days apart, I was ready to give up and struggled daily to try and move on because life had truly broke my heart. It hit me that I had seen the same strength and grace in my mom, especially in her last days. They resembled each other, and their personality was alike in so many ways. That melting pride, I have it inside. So in the loss of my mother, Mildred, and my Aunt Daisy, I slapped myself on the hand and said, "Shirley, you got to do better. You can't give up yet." This was a life lesson that I will never forget. Even when life has you down, you have to keep going and do not stop, even when you want to give up, give in, knowing that God will provide. I now know I can do this because this melting pride, I have it inside. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts. And this is dedicated to my dear mother, Mildred, and my beautiful Aunt Daisy. Signing off for now. Be encouraged. Thank you.